It's 7:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Moreno with KRWG News. Every legislative session, the program Your Legislators airs on television from KRWG Public Media. The program features in-depth interviews with our local state lawmakers. On the first episode of the season, I talked with New Mexico Democratic State Senator Bill Soles about the upcoming session. Here is a preview of our conversation on education. Senator Soles, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate being here, and what a great program you guys have put on for so many years.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you back in studio. I'd like to kick things off talking about education. You are a retired educator and still teaching right now, so I'd really like to get your input on some of the things that have happened recently. Just days after New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham was sworn into office, she signed an executive order eliminating park tests. Now, I'd like to get your thoughts on this executive action.
She had indicated she was going to do this in her campaign, and I think she's following through on that campaign promise, if you will. I've heard from bunches of educators. I was out at Oñate High School just this morning, and lots of them are celebrating that the park test is not there. And when I was teaching students this last fall and asked them about education, what they want to change, that was one of the main things, is the test is difficult for them to take. And it's not that they don't like taking a test, but the format is hard. The results come back late. It just was not a good situation all around. And I think people in the education community are very pleased that the park test is going to be going away. We are still under the ESSA, the Every Student Succeeds Act, that requires that we have some measure of how our students are performing in classrooms.
You're talking about the federal level.
The federal level, because federal education dollars are tied to that. And so when the governor signed that, what she indicated is we are looking at how to move away from and using the park test. There might be some of that movement that we'll see this spring as far as the testing, but more really putting in place for next year what all that testing is going to look like as far as to meet the ESSA plan that we've turned in.
Now, there's been a lot of reporting done on child well-being in New Mexico and really how it's ranked towards the bottom in the country. A lot of folks have called for strengthening early childhood education, and there's been some different thoughts on how to fund that. Now, you serve as chair of the Senate Education Committee. I'd like to hear your thoughts on really how to address that, and how do you think it's going to be addressed in this upcoming session? How far do you think our legislators are going to get on this issue?
I think it has become one of the really big issues in New Mexico. The research indicates that the best place to invest is to invest in children, invest in quality early childhood education. The things I've been hearing about budgets that are coming through is there will be substantial increases in money for early childhood education, increases in money for home visiting programs, in infant toddler programs, in pre-K programs, more funding for K-3 plus is going to move to K-5 plus at low income schools, and really starting to put a focus on the early childhood learning. We know if we can have kids ready for school, that their likelihood of graduating, as we indicated earlier, goes way, way up. I think for the first time I'm seeing out of some of the finance committee and other places a real focus and emphasis that this is where we need to make the investments. And it's very nice this year with, and it's been widely reported, all of the additional money due to oil and gas in the state, that we've got money to actually make those investments.
Now we're talking about funding, but you gotta have quality teachers in the classroom to help deliver a quality education. And one of the things that really caught my eye towards the end of last year was a Legislative Finance Committee progress report on teacher compensation. Now, the thing that really caught my eye on social media with this was that the report stated that half of teachers that are coming out of school within 5 years leave the profession. Those numbers alone just make me take a step back. As somebody who's been in the profession for so many years and been in the legislature, what are your thoughts on those striking numbers?
Those are real concerns. And as we talk about trying to increase early childhood education, trying to rebuild our public education system, it starts with having high quality educators in the classroom every single day and people who stick around. We know that lots of the reason people leave, or the main reasons they leave in New Mexico, is low pay. Our teachers are on the low end of middle income. It's very difficult. We even know that some of our teachers have food insecurity, that they qualify for public assistance in several areas. And these are people that are professionals and we expect to be teaching our kids. And so this year, I think with the budget increases, there's going to be substantial increases in teacher pay so that we can pay them as professionals. They also leave because the profession has been vilified as being the problem of everything in society. The morale has been very low. And so trying to rebuild that, as far as to keep teachers in the profession, is paying them and treating them as professionals.
The 13th season of Your Legislators kicks off tomorrow at noon and Sunday morning at 9:30 on television from KRWG Public Media.